favorite fall activities. Get into the season with hay rides, corn mazes, and so much more. Just a short drive west of St. Louis, Brookdale Farms has something for the whole family. The petting zoo, playground, and inflatables are perfect for the kids, and you can knock out all of your fall needs with pumpkins, gourds, and more at the Pumpkin Patch. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with pumpkin sales open on Monday and Tuesday. Check out all of their seasonal activities at BrookdaleFarmsInc.com.
Piggy's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years and is serving your favorites for carryout and dine-in. Keeping you safe is just as important as serving the best food in St. Louis. So Piggy's will open with limited seating, including outdoor tables, no more than 8 to a table, and all 6 feet apart. Piggy's will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sundays, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Piggy's will be serving their full menu with all of your favorite daily specials.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Fitness will always be about keeping a routine. And the best routines in life will always make time for enjoying yourself. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Second of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh my!
We have to explain why that wasn't very nice,
man.
Five seconds before Frank said that, Limey goes, "I'm having a problem with my system here. Don't do Sleepy Dusty Delta Day for a couple minutes, Mike.
Give me a couple of minutes.
Give me a couple
of
minutes, Mike."
Well, you know, as soon as you say that, I'm going to do it immediately.
I figured you would, like, just give me maybe a second.
Mess you up.
My God. All right, hang on a second.
That's right. You'd think as we're about to depart and say goodbye to each other, we'd start being nice to each other.
Nope.
But it doesn't work that way. That's not how we operate. Give me the signal when you're ready. I'll just start by welcoming people. There's only going to be one other Thursday that we're on the air here, and that would be a week from today. So starting next week, it'll be the final Monday, the final Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But we're here today, and let's make the most of it. On this, the... Are you ready yet?
Yeah, okay. We're ready.
On this, the 22nd of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It sounds like I'm in a good mood. I am. This is my favorite day of the week. And for some weird reason that doesn't make any sense, I'm having a real good time this last couple of weeks. And as you obviously know, because you were very generous with your calls yesterday, we're taking calls about anything. Hey, man, we're on the home stretch. If there's anything you've ever wanted to know about this show or about us, any suggestions you have, except please, not another podcast suggestion. I've gotten dozens of them. Frank, you should do a podcast. Well, we do a podcast. It's attached to the station. It's like a bonus fringe benefit of having a show. at a radio station, and that's the way I would prefer to do it. But hey, all suggestions are welcome. And then one last thing I would ask, maybe that you stop saying have a great retirement. I'm getting that a lot too. I'm not retiring. It's not retirement when somebody comes to you and goes, get the hell off our station and take your show with you. That's not that's not retirement. That's asking you to remove the show because it's not going to fit the new format, which is really the old format, which is all sports. So not retiring, I don't think. Don't want to, but maybe I am and I don't realize it. Time will tell. You know, if we're not, here's what I think. If we're not back on the air with this show in a year at the outside, boy. You know how they say the police, and there's even a show called 48 Hours. If you don't find the missing person in 48 hours.
First 48.
Yeah, first 48. Yeah. And then it starts to, your chances of finding the person are, they dwindle considerably. So we'll see. We'll see. Let it all play out. I'm going to give you our phone numbers, and seriously, we welcome.
Are you serious?
Do we have to take her with us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid of that. We welcome your calls. You can request a joke.
Now, I'm serious. Are you serious?
Melissa, when someone says...
She quit.
But seriously, that's a different Melissa.
She quit.
If someone says, seriously, that means they're serious, all right? And we'll take your joke request. I'll tell you, I'm at about 35 jokes. I can get all of those in between now and a week from today. I can. And I can probably squeeze another couple in. So it's okay if you want to keep requesting jokes. You can ask us maybe questions you've always wanted to ask. Or you can just fill us in on something going on in the world we might not have been aware of. But let's start with the Burke segment. What do you say? Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Tim Woodburn is nodding his head in the affirmative, and he said the words, I do. That means he has a contribution. Here is Tim Woodburn. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. I have a friend who is a professional magician.
Dan, we do too.
Yeah.
Joe Hart.
Yeah.
And he's one of these guys that I talk to about twice a year. He's my webmaster for my book and my other sites, my company
you
site.
You got a book?
I do, and I have a business as well.
Wow.
I never talk about it.
I didn't know that.
And but he's one of these guys that is just one of the he's just behind Dan Strauss in terms of a guy that if I ever tried to go on tour and I wanted the guaranteed laughter in the front row,
yeah.
Dan would have seat one and this guy would have the seat right next to him. He's one of those guys, right?
Great example.
And he was talking about we got to talking about you. And he's listened to the show several times and he's watched some of your Facebook postings. And he is dying for me to give him your number or vice versa because he wants to turn you on to a way to monetize the things that you do on Facebook. And, you know,
let me think about it.
He wants to turn you on.
Let me think about it. Does this mean money? Okay.
Yeah, it does mean money.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's actually doing it and making money himself. And it's called an affiliate program, and I'll let him explain it to you, but he's a heck of a phone salesman. I mean, this guy lives in Orlando, Florida. He's the official magician of the Orlando Magic of the NBA. I mean, he's big stuff. He's got like 800 magicians that follow him in a group, and he gives like webinars on how to market themselves and how to do new tricks and stuff. It's like, it's kind of a, they're in their own weird kind of a Game of Thrones meets, you know, spy versus spy kind of thing. But, he watched some of the stuff that you do.
Yeah.
And he really wants to talk to you because he says that you know, and it's not, oh, just put stuff on YouTube and hope to get subscribers and make. He says if you do the things that you do on Facebook and start doing some proprietary stuff, like, you know, like you did the thing with the dogs and the frames, you know, and you right. talked about your family history of dogs, you know, right. all and if you actually kind of embed a mini commercial into the thing that you're doing
sure.
and get people to watch that there are companies out there that will pay people to embed their products into just videos that they produce to just get people to laugh at like you do with, you know, your wife's oven mitts and the dog frames and stuff. it's hard to explain.
No, I'm happy to talk to him.
His name's Michael Eaton.
And that is something I should know more about, and I don't know about it, and I don't know how to go about it. It's like selling something I told you on eBay. I don't know how to do that, and you said Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. So I got to learn that, too.
You're about to have some time to reflect, and I think you should open your horizons and think of some additional things
I'm
to do
in
addition
to
the traditional things.
But my number one goal is to take this show
intact
somewhere else.
No doubt.
But if that doesn't happen, you bet. Or in addition to that, I could do that.
Well, you know, and if we do come back on there, there's a couple things that I've wanted to do that I just don't have the time to do with regard to projects I like to pursue. And that's what I intend to do with whatever time off we have is to tackle something and see if I can make a go of that. You know, and there's a couple things out there I'm going to do. So I'm just saying, but the reason I brought him up is because during our 36-minute conversation today, and I mean, he told me he was crying, like physically had tearball crying at the end. I got in Pierre the Boil Sucker.
Yeah.
I got in the decapitated FM DJ. I got in, and then he reminded me of a joke that he says is the funniest joke he's ever heard, and I completely forgot I used to tell it. And it's one that maybe you've definitely never told this joke, but it involves three gay male nurses sitting in a cafeteria and all admiring this new hot doctor that walks into the cafeteria, and they draw straws to see who gets the hit on him first.
Okay.
Have you heard this
it
joke?
It does not ring a bell.
Oh, well, it's he said it's his favorite joke of all time.
You have to tell it.
Well, would you like me to tell it now?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if I know it, I'll stop you, but I don't think I do.
Mow my lawn on
no,
the
I'm not. I'll let you go. Either way, I'm going to let you go.
Right.
Go ahead.
All right. So, and I forgot about this.
You know what we should do? We should let him experience having the ladies come in. Can we do that?
All right, sure.
Ladies, will you come in for 10? Oh, there they are.
Ooh, that's nice.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Hey, that's not my leg. All right. So these three gay male nurses are sitting around a hospital cafeteria, and they're just chit-chatting as they always do, and this new doctor who just started work comes into the cafeteria, and they're like, oh, my word, who is that? Oh, that's
these are Southern gay.
These are Southern gay.
Southern hospitals.
Southern gay. Northern gays, right? You know, they're more liberal gay than the Northern gays.
Yeah.
And so, oh, that's Dr. So-and-so. He's on the third floor. Wow. Well, I don't know. Look, what do you think? Yeah, he looks like he might be on our side of the fence to me. What do you think? I think he might be too. Well, which one of us is going to hit on him? Well, let's draw straws and see who gets to hit on him. So they all get the three straws and, you know, gay nurse number three wins. He's like, yay, yay, yay.
I got to tell you, I love that you turned him into Southern, all three Southern gay, as opposed to, you know, what most people would do. No, not him. He just makes them Southern gay. Go ahead. That's just interesting. Go ahead.
I think my natural gay imitation just comes across as Southern. It wasn't that I intended to make them Southern gays, but they're Southern gays. South has hospitals.
Okay.
And so now he's like, well, how do you think I should approach him? How do you think I should approach him? And gay nurse number one goes, well, just walk up to him, tell him who you are, and tell him what you want. If he's gay, if he's not, he's not. No big deal. It's like, you know, leave no stone unturned. And gay nurse number two's like, excuse me, I've been bitch slapped way too many times trying that approach. Okay, that does not work in 2020. You've got to be more discreet. You've got to be subtle. You've got to do something that is a little outside the box, you know, and just kind of, you know, have a private moment where you can kind of bring it out. Hey, I know what you should do. Make an appointment with him. Make an appointment with the secretary and go in there and get him behind closed doors and then do something out of the box and just kind of flirt with him a little bit and see if he responds. Ooh, that's a good idea, says gay nurse number three. And gay nurse number three calls the secretary and makes an appointment with him, and the secretary says, can I ask what this is regarding? He says, yes, ma'am, I have a proctology issue I'd like to discuss with the doctor. Oh, okay, that's enough information. Thank you. Well, we'll see you next Tuesday at 10. So next Tuesday at 10, gay nurse number three shows up and walks into the office and sits down after filing all the paperwork. And the doctor walks into the office, and the doctor says, how you doing there? I'm Dr. So-and-so. Hi, how are you? I'm just fine, thanks. He's like, well, I understand from the chart here, we got a little proctology problem. Why don't you hop on up there on the table and get on your hands and knees? Okay. Gay nurse gets up on the table on his hands and knees. He goes, go ahead and drop your pants on down to your knees, and we'll see what we have here.
I can't help myself.
Come on, please.
Okay, I'm
please.
Sorry.
Let him be.
I'm sorry.
Let him be.
I'm sorry. Go.
Go ahead and drop your pants down to your knees, son. Let's see what we have here. He's, okay. He drops his pants down to his knees, and doctor got his gloves on, got the little flashlight on. He starts probing in there with his finger, and starts probing. He's like, what is that? He starts applying. He pulls out a little stick. He's like, what is that? He pulls it out a little further. A little green leaf falls down. He's like, what in the hell? And he pulls it out a little further, and a couple of rose petals fall down.
I know this.
And he pulls the whole thing out. There's a dozen roses in there. And he goes, Jesus, man, you've got a dozen roses up your butt. How did those get up there? And the nurse goes over his shoulder, read the card, read the card.
That's the joke. That's the joke. I told it once, like,
yeah,
15 years ago or something.
I knew you would know.
And the only reason
thank
I stopped,
you for letting me tell it.
And the only reason I stopped telling it is not because it, you can't tell it on the air. It's just because that scale of 1 to 10,
yeah,
it's like an 8 to
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's like an 8.
Oh,
read the card.
Read the card.
It's a visual joke because you kind of have to, like, you know, strike the pose while you're delivering the punchline.
When you were telling it, you almost got on your hands.
A visual joke?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want a visual joke of that.
Well, nobody wants it, but sometimes you just have to do that.
Dan Frank has one of the funniest jokes that he refuses to tell on air. That's a total visual joke that I get a lot of play with.
Penguin lady?
It's just a quick one.
Oh.
No. And it's the joke. Have you told Dan the joke about the one-armed fisherman?
The one-armed fisherman?
You hear about the one-armed fisherman, and you stick your arm out? He caught a fish this big.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't stick the one arm out?
Yeah.
Right. You told
that
joke. I've told that joke 100 times, and it's got 100 laughs.
That is the perfect example of a joke, no matter. There's no way to do it and have people get it.
I know.
They don't get it
on
now.
Radio.
Yeah, on the radio. No. And the penguin lady is another one. You remember the penguin
lady?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. You have to do the visuals that go with it. All right, we have some calls. Let me give the numbers again. Maybe I didn't even give them. I don't remember. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. We will start with Joe. Joe, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Fine, Frank. How are you?
Terrific. What's up?
Hey, Frank, I bought your houseboat from you many years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Are you the Adam T?
No, Joe Vegelek.
I only sold, the one at the moorings?
Yeah.
Oh, do you still have it?
No, it was 13 years ago. Arm came down on the roof and busted it up. Didn't break any glass, but some guy bought it as is.
How long ago was that?
13 years ago.
So how long did you have it? Let me stop and see if I can get this. You had it like 10 years, though, right?
No, about 13 years.
Wow. That was a great boat.
It was.
Oh, I loved that boat.
Yeah.
Well, nice to hear.
Had a lot of family on it and grandkids.
Nice to hear from you. And it's a great boat for a bunch of people. You have 15 people. Not crowded.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Joe, you know what's weird? And you probably know this. If people go back 20 years, Lake of the Ozarks, there were houseboats everywhere. They had a rental houseboat, a fleet of houseboats. Joe, go on the lake now and try to find a houseboat.
Is that right?
No, you can't find them.
Huh?
Nobody has houseboats anymore. It's all pontoon boats or express cruisers. And now the big thing is these center console, like ocean type things where you steer in the center. The whole console is in the center. Yeah. Well, nice to hear from you. Yeah, Boston, exactly like Boston Whaler. Well, nice to hear from you.
Oh, I got a joke.
All right, well, hang on. Is my shotgun here?
No.
Did you retrieve it?
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, you know what? No. One more week and you're out of here. hang on, Joe. Let me just... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this guy's a preacher, and he goes to these little towns and sets up a tent, and all the people come in, and the place is full, and he says, thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming down. Anybody have any problems, come on down, and I'll heal them. So this guy comes down on crutches. He says, what's your name? He says, Ken. He says, how long you been on crutches? He said, all my life. He said, go behind that.
Is the punchline, he fell on his ass, Ken fell on his ass? Is that the punchline?
The punchline is, talk to me, Charlie. He said, Ken fell down.
Same thing. Fell on his ass, fell down. Yeah. Hang on. We have to make the sounds ourselves. Go. Hold on. You got it? There you go. Just wounded you. Didn't want to kill you. Don't want to kill you.
Nice talking to you. I'm AM and the PM, and good luck in the future.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate Wow, that came out of the past. If I have time, I'll tell you my great houseboat story about that boat. You never buy a boat brand new unless you just really get a lot of money, because you're talking about depreciation. Whew. And nobody knows what year a boat is. If you went to the lake right now, you wouldn't know 97, 2007. No, people can't tell. Let's get Keith in here. Keith, welcome to 590 The Fan. We're on the home stretch. The real home stretch starts Monday. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Well, let me check. Keith wants to know how we're doing.
I'm doing all right.
Apparently everybody's fine.
Okay.
Fine. Thank
good
you.
To hear. Hey, last week you brought this up and I forgot to call in. You mentioned something about take your kids and fly a kite.
Right.
Have you ever taken your grandson to fly a kite?
Not yet.
Oh, I can tell you a real quick story. When I was 12
years old. By the way, today you better have a pretty heavy tail on it today, because today you could lift a kid up with a kite. This is heavy duty kite weather. Go ahead.
What brought this up is weather. Today we had a buddy of mine. Remember Jolly Green Giant?
Sure.
He signed away for a contest and he won an 8-foot tall Jolly Green Giant kite.
Ooh.
And it was so big we could never get that thing up. It was plastic. It was heavy duty. It was more like just a novelty thing. Well, on a day like today, we went down behind City Hall in Shrewsbury. There's a big old hill. And this thing got up and it went up and we ran out of string. We went up to the time it was Glazier's Drugs and bought all the string they had. We bought 10 rolls, 100 feet apiece. Ran out of them. Went and got my dad's fishing poles, tied all the line onto that. I think we had about 3,000 feet of string.
Whoa, wow.
And it was, this is an 8-foot kite. And you could not see it. If you didn't know where that kite was in the air, you couldn't see it. It was that's how far this thing was out.
Wow.
But I was just thinking, it was one of the, flying kites with the kids is one of the best things to do if anybody's never done it before, or even as adults. It's rewarding. And then when they break, you go to try to find them, and that's kind of a cool thing to hunt them down to see if you can find them. It's just a good day all around.
And if the spool gets away from you, you're not going to catch it. I mean, you may chase and run after it.
It's gone.
It's gone. But
they don't tie the string onto the spool from the manufacturer.
No. And you don't know that. You don't know that until you get to the end. And then you find out. No, I hope that never goes away. But sadly, I think it is going away. I remember March was the kite flying month. And when I was a kid, all of the little mom and pop store, supermarkets, hardware store, they had at the checkout a box of kites. And you always bought two or three kites because you're going to lose them, break them.
Oh, yeah.
Get away. And I think it's going away, and I hate that. Kite flying, you're right. It's like fishing. I've never seen a kid that didn't get excited catching a fish. And I've never seen a kid that just wasn't in awe of what it felt like to fly a kite.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
So,
just giving you a heads up, man. I hope you guys have seen in a couple weeks on this station.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Thank you, Keith.
Cool. See you.
Yeah, all right. Wow, and the hits just keep on coming. 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. Look at these calls. South Elgin Bob.
Yeah,
Bob, my goodness, that was only a couple of weeks ago. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck on your, hope you get a new station.
Well, so do we.
Uh-huh, on AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And if you get a new station, will everybody be back, like Limey and Tim?
Well, that would be up to them, but I would certainly call them and say, hey, I got a new place to go. Do you want to join me? And hopefully they'll say, sure. Now, that all depends, too, on as more time goes by, they may lock down one or two or all three of them a good job somewhere. And I hope it's one that's not so good they don't want to drop it and come back to do this again. But we'll see. But, yes, of course, I would call them first thing.
Yeah, okay. And Mike Evans?
Oh, absolutely. Mike Evans has been doing this with me since 1994. Somebody get a calculator. Yeah. How many years is that? 94, 2004, 2014, 68 years. Yeah. So, yes, Mike Evans would get the call right away.
That would be that's a long time.
That is a long time.
And I know
you just are you doing cocaine? You sniffed. Are you snorting cocaine right now?
Huh?
Are you snorting cocaine? You sniffed. You're not doing.
No, I'm not. I'm okay. Yeah.
Okay.
How do I get to your Facebook page?
All right. You have a computer and you can get online, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you're good to go. All you do is this: type in the bar, facebook.com/AM in the PM. That's it.
Okay.
It's a great page. Dan Strauss is in charge, and he's the reason that page is as entertaining as it is. Facebook.com/AM in the PM. And if you check that periodically, I promise you, when I know something, that's the first place that I will put it.
Is not on your website, frankopinion.yahoo.com.
No, not Yahoo. My email address is frankopinion@yahoo.com. I do have a website, which is frankopinion.com. And yes, I'll put something on there too. That site's probably just going to go to sleep a little bit for a while. But once I know where we're headed, yeah, I'll put it there too. Facebook page is your best bet for now.
Facebook.com. Yeah.
/ AM in the PM.
Okay. Now, is there a way I could, like, there's no app that I could get for that, can I? I mean.
No, it's just a website. You just type in, like, you type in google.com or anything else.com and then put the slash AM in the PM and hit enter and it'll take you right to
it. Do you have a Facebook page, Bob?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't need one.
Yeah, but, I mean, no, he doesn't, but that's, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need one.
No.
I wanted one, because I'm not that good of a typist, and also I have trouble seeing.
Okay.
So I was just wondering if there's a simpler way I could get that.
Well, if you bookmark it, once if you have somebody type it in for you and bookmark it, then you just go to all your bookmarks that you've saved and click it, and it'll pop right up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, okay. And would you go back to your... If they came to you at your old station, would you go back to that?
The answer to that is I would certainly talk to them. I can't tell you if I'd go back because I don't know the terms and conditions they would come to me with. But, yes, I talk to everybody. And here's my advice to anybody younger, especially in business and in life. Talk to everybody. I've never refused. You know, I got a call yesterday about there's somebody who has some interest, but I know it's a little bitty station, even though they have a couple of them. It's probably not ever going to go anywhere, but of course I'll talk to that guy. I talk to everybody. So the answer is I would talk to them. I don't know if it would go anywhere, but if they wanted to talk to me, of course I would.
Maybe you could get a job at the station where Larry Connors is. Is he still around?
He is still around.
Yes, he is.
And I don't even know where that is. And look, again, I'll talk to anybody, but I'm not going to take just anything. That's the difference. I'm a little selective, and I've been doing this a long time. I'm not interested in starting over or going into some ground floor little operation and hope we can build it. Nah, I'm not interested in that. I don't need to audition for this business anymore. So, yeah, I'll talk to anybody. Some of the conversations may not last but 3 minutes, but we'll talk.
Uh-huh. And you were right at one time, when you were coming up to your third anniversary, you said, well, coming up to our third anniversary, do I think there's going to be a fourth anniversary? And you said, no.
No,
and
we've sort of seen or felt this coming for a while.
This has must come up all of a sudden because you weren't talking about it, you know, earlier, you know, and all of a sudden, You're off the air next week.
Well, here, what came up all of a sudden was apparently supposedly these new buyers, and their feeling is, and I don't know if this is one person driving it or if it's a group, their feeling is that if you're going to have a sports station, then have an all sports station. Do I think that's a good idea? No. That doesn't mean it's not going to work, but I believe through the last three or four owners, this station has been all sports. And I don't think it has done well at all as an all sports station. Maybe that'll change. Maybe they'll, by putting different people on and having different owners, maybe it'll work this time.
Do you know if it's going to be the same sports as it is now on the Fox Sports Network?
I have no idea. I really don't know. I just know that what I was told was the lineup, they want the lineup to be all sports shows. So.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, what else? There was something else I was going to ask you, but I can't think of it. So you don't know where you're going? Does Randy own the station still?
He does today. Right now he does, yeah.
Oh, but he's going to sell it.
I think he hopes to sell it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I think they're making a big mistake.
Well, maybe, maybe not. If they do it and it does well for them and they're successful, then it won't be a mistake. You never know if something's a mistake until you try it. So we'll see. I wish him well. I don't hate anybody. I don't wish. I've done too well to be mad at anybody. There's nobody to be mad at or to hate or disagree with. I've done very, very, very well. And I continue. I expect to continue to do well. This is not a hobby for me. I do this for money. I've made that very clear. But you don't make money unless you make money for somebody else. So my goal is to do well enough for the advertisers that they will continue to stay on board, and it looks like they will.
I hope all the other guys come back, Kim and Limey and all that.
Well, they're sitting right here, and they appreciate that,
Thank you, Bob.
Because I really enjoy the, especially Limey. I enjoy him better than the...
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Better than what? You enjoy him better than what?
Than the other control board operators that you had over the years.
Oh, well, Limey, that's a big compliment.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Well, Bob, we got a job, but feel free. We got 4 more days after today. Feel free to call us again if you think of something else, okay?
Yeah, maybe I will call you back. Maybe we can do some 60s music.
Oh, that would be great. That'd be fun. I hope we have time to get that in next week.
Okay.
All right.
I'll call you next week then.
Okay, Bob.
Okay.
All right.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
No, bye.
Long
bye.
Time. What are you telling me? We don't have Hallelujah?
No. I've got Hallelujah. Here on the I was getting queued up for Johnny Long.
Let me repeat something to you. This is when potential employers are listening intently.
Right.
This is not going well for you. And what
no,
they may
isn't.
Say, we'd like to have that show, but we don't want that control board guy because he just can't seem to get anything right.
Yeah, what
I'm
a just, wealth.
I'm thinking of you here. I hit that theme.
See
music. There it is.
You and they in your
shotgun.
Chevrolet.
Yeah, I found. Yeah, I found.
Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Yes, it's that time once again. Ladies and gentlemen, your Chevy dealer, your pre-owned car dealer, Johnny Londo. John, how are you doing on this fantastic day?
He's clapping.
They're still clapping. Mm-hmm.
He's giving himself a standing ovation.
Stop it. Come on. Okay. Woo, man. I'm doing great. How are you doing there, pal?
I'm having a terrific day.
Yeah. Did you say terrific or terrific?
I said I said terrific.
Terrific.
I'm having a terrific day.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're having a terrific day. I'm having a great day myself. We've been busy. Beautiful weather. Man, I'm telling you what.
I got to throw on the Red Max backpack leaf blower today and blow leaves, and that always makes me feel better because I've told you before, I like to do that, and this is a perfect day to do it.
Now, do you wear eye protection?
Yes, eye and ear protection because it's
and
a loud motor.
Good.
You bet
what'd
I
you say? Huh? Oh, sorry. I didn't used to wear my ear protection.
Ha, so, ha, ha, ha. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, man. What are we going to do with ourselves a week from today?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really, I'm not worried about it. I'll start worrying about it in about a year if I realize, wait a minute, I haven't worked for a year. Then
a
I'll
year?
Really worry about it.
That's not going to work.
Well, no, I said that's when I'll worry about it.
That's not going to work for you. We're going to have to do something a little sooner than that. It's a little sooner than that, big fella.
Oh, I think we will. I got some ideas. I have some ideas. I know you have some ideas. And I think there's a couple of pretty good ones. And you and I will talk about that a little bit tonight because I don't mind people knowing we're going to dinner tonight. Our wives will be there. I'm sure they don't want to hear a lot of business chit chat, but too bad. They'll do whatever we tell them and they'll listen to whatever we tell them.
No, they won't.
Well, mine will.
They will carry the conversation. Mm. They'll have a lot of fun, and we'll try to eliminate. We'll try to limit how much talking you do, because then the three of us can have some conversation.
Are you going to record? Are you recording the debate?
No.
You're not?
No, I'm not going to record.
Oh,
recording what?
Oh, the debate. We are. The debate tonight.
Is there a debate? Oh. Who's debating?
Oh, Biden and
the presidential
Trump. It's the last one.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You can Google it. You'll be able to Google it and watch the entire thing.
It's going to be a party, buddy.
Well, maybe not. We're going to record it because I'm really interested.
Are they doing that online town hall?
No.
They're both in Nashville.
Wow. Yeah.
It could be really entertaining.
Oh, I think it's going to be.
It's fun. Quite the compliment to you and your wife that my wife has even agreed to go to dinner, because she cannot wait to see that debate. She's really into politics, and for her to watch it recorded is a big compliment to you.
Well, I can see that we're going to be ordering quickly and getting out of there early.
No. When we get home, we'll watch it, whenever that is.
Oh, man. But it's just a great day at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet and at Johnny Londoff Autoplex. So, you know, we're having a good time. And I'm almost afraid to talk. We had an AM and the PM customer yesterday, and it's Robert and Catherine Moorhead. Okay. So, Robert and Catherine Moorhead, and they're from South County. So, I just want to thank them for buying a new Silverado from us.
Let me thank them. Robert and Catherine, if you're listening, I cannot thank you enough for your purchase of a new Silverado. And let me tell you something. You've just made a terrific decision, not just in buying a Silverado, but in where you bought it, because you have bought that Silverado from the greatest Chevy dealer in the country, and you will not only never regret it, you'll never want to do business anywhere else again.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm tearing up.
Well, my intent is to continue selling cars for you, even before we take the show and it pops back up somewhere else. There are ways to do that.
Oh, we're going to get very creative, buddy. Woo-wee.
I might have to also.
Yeah. Well, you've got experience. Yeah. You're the one whose resume says former car salesman.
Yes.
How many dealerships did you sell for?
Just one.
How long did you do it?
Probably 7 or 8 months.
And can we share with people one of the things they got mad at you about that you did that they didn't like?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I wore my Billy Bob teeth. First of all, this car dealership, I personally will never, ever purchase any vehicle from this.
Dan, because you're going to buy it from me.
Dan,
you're not going to go anywhere else because we know where you live.
That's right. But,
even there's always a butt in your face.
Even if I didn't know John, like I know John, and the great people at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, I would never go there because
you know too much.
Yes, they are the typical car dealer, the stereotype car dealer that Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is not.
They're greedy.
But they are greedy, and they undermine people and lie to people. And I would walk around in the lot with my Billy Bob teeth on, and
for the people who don't know,
yes, people.
If you want to see what Billy Bob teeth look like, my spokesperson, Billy Bob Haggerty, his teeth look very much like the fake Billy Bob teeth people wear. They're hideous, and you put those on, and to some people, those would be repulsive and disgusting. And the car dealership didn't appreciate that humor.
No,
I do.
I walked up behind him and I said, "I need one more car this month, and I can get my teeth fixed."
That's funny.
And they turned around and started laughing, and then I go, "Dan Strauss, please come to the office. Leave the teeth at home."
No sense of humor.
No.
See, John,
no sense of humor at all. No sense of humor. That's just, I'll tell you what, Dan, that was funny.
Did they fire you?
No, they didn't fire me. They told me to leave the teeth at home.
Okay, your run was over, was it because you quit or because they fired you?
I quit.
And why did you quit?
Because we went to...
We went back to the radio.
Yes, went back to radio.
Okay, that could happen again. You could sell Chevys until we get a place to go, and then you... Thank John and say thanks so much. See, I'm going back on the air. What happened again?
And you can bring your teeth with you.
See?
Okay.
See, that's the difference.
Thank you.
If that happened.
Dan, what I'm going to ask you, do you brush those teeth a little bit once in a while? Just, you know, make sure they don't smell real bad?
Sandy asked me that, too. And, I clean them once in a while.
See, if that same thing happened at John's dealership, if there was a couple in there and you put on your Billy Bob teeth and John saw the customers laughing and you laughing, he'd call you in and go, "Hey, man, that was really funny, but you're still fired."
Yeah.
That's the difference.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't call him in because I'm always out there in the action.
Yeah.
I'm out talking to people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm either fist pumping or bumping elbows, and there are still people, they put their hand out, and I shake that hand. More and more people... Are
joining the Stag line for extra dry Stag beer.
What in the world?
He said more and more people, and that was the Stag jingle. No wonder more and more people are joining the stag line for extra dry stag beer.
I was in the middle of something.
I know, that's why I did that.
And then you just took off.
That's why I interrupted.
You start talking about stag beer.
Right. Good luck with your dinner tonight, John.
I don't think they have stag beer when we're going to dinner.
You guys are
going to
need a mute button like they have at the debate tonight.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
God, I'm telling you.
I'm lit up. I'm on fire. I'm on fire at the possibilities around the corner.
A mute button for Frank or for me?
Both.
Well, you need one.
Only one mute button. That's right. That's right. I understand now. Yeah, yeah. More, more, more. That's exactly what we're talking about. More deals, more sales, everything there at lawnduff.com. And we've been busy, and I'm going to go talk. I love talking to people, you know, because a lot of them are AM and the PM.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the best. Absolutely the best. So, folks, you know, even after next week, still come in. Still call us.
You
email
bet.
And say we're AM and the PM because when it comes back, when the show comes back, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. So our phone number is 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24-7, 365 at lawnduff.com, LONDOFF.com. And great deals at the Autoplex in St. Peter's. Got a couple of beautiful Corvettes out there. One might be sold and delivered today. Means we're down to one, but we can always, another thing, we can get the AM and the PM, anything you want. Anything pre-owned, anything you want, we can get it for you. So don't go somewhere else. And this way, they won't let Dan wear, you know, he can wear his teeth. And we'll have to put that on the Facebook page, a picture of Dan with his teeth on. So, all right, buddy, I will see you tonight.
I'll be there.
All right. Can't wait.
Thank you, John.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Always with the buddy.
My buddy. My buddy, your buddy misses you. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. Appreciate it. Get a lot of requests to sing. They like me to sing every opportunity I get when I could, you know, tie it into the conversation.
Is one request a lot?
I think it is, yeah. I call that a lot.
Right.
Can we take a call or two?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk to Harold. Harold, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hello, I am AM in the PM.
Do people call you Hal or they call you Harold?
No, my dad used to call me Hal, but I like Harold. I hate Harry. Don't call me Harry.
We won't do that. Harold it is. What's up, Harold?
Hey, I was wondering if you could give some air time to your famous song, Breaking Wind.
I'd love to. I don't know where that is. It's somewhere in my basement. There's a tape of it. I really enjoy doing that. For those who don't know, it's Frank Sinatra recorded a song called The Summer Wind. The summer wind, it's blowing in from across the sea.
Right.
And I took it and rewrote it. Breaking Wind. He's breaking wind. It's drifting in from across the hall. It was about passing gas. But I don't know where that is.
Oh, too bad.
I know. I'm not good at keeping things. Should have done a better job of that. What else, Harold?
That's all. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
People are very nice.
Very nice.
You should read my emails, man. I read the emails and I just think the world, at least the AM and the PM portion of the world, is filled with really nice people. Let's go to Bart. Bart, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Well, How are you?
You sound fantastic. I'm good. Thank you.
This is the Bart that I have here. It's kind of interesting, that last caller, little prelude. I still have that audition tape of yours from probably late 70s, early 80s.
What prelude?
The guy said something about... recording or something like that. The song, and you said it's buried in your basement.
And what is it you have?
That audition tape or your, what do you call it?
I don't know.
Reel?
From Brass Shutter Photography, Denise.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I had sent you that email and you called me.
Yeah, Richard's son.
Well, stepson, yes.
Stepson,
correct.
Okay. Yeah, what's up? What's up, Bart?
Oh, nothing. I was just calling to say, is 590 just a done deal, gone situation already?
We're gone. It's not gone. Wow. We're gone.
Oh, I gotcha. Because I'm perfectly honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I have found more programming on 590 than I've found in 30 years because of you guys being on there.
sure they appreciate that.
Ah, well, I mean, whoever's listening, who should be listening, they're not looking at the numbers.
There are no numbers. That's the great misconception about radio and stations go, well, we have this many. You know, they don't know how many listeners they have. They never have. There's never been an accurate ratings system, so they don't know.
Oh, really?
No, they have no idea. And numbers don't matter. And what I mean by that is this. If you had, you know, what kind of business are you in?
Currently out of business.
Okay. What did you do? What do you do?
I don't want to say.
Okay. Let's just say drug dealer. So Bart's a drug dealer. And let's say Bart's cocaine service. If you wanted to advertise it, you're not really as concerned about how many people are listening as how many people respond. And I've always tried to explain this to advertisers.
That's marketing.
It is. And I've tried to explain this to advertisers that you don't get caught up in radio stations telling, well, we got 300,000 people listening every 15 minutes. Who cares? How many people will you bring me? How many people will buy my product or my service? That's what you care about.
And you have the most loyal listener base.
We do.
In the St. Louis market.
I agree. I think
you're right. Fans at Ward. But without it, I mean, I just, like I said, when I don't catch the show as much as I used to, but
you muddied up on us, Bart. You got real muddy on us. You reported.
I'll get out of the river.
There you go.
I've listened to you guys for years and, followed your sponsorships and like I said, not only that, but found other programming on that particular station that I listen to regularly. Mistake on their part, that's all I can say.
You can still listen to that other stuff. Yeah.
But if you go to another station and my radio is programmed to that, that's what instantly comes on.
Well, if it's
something that intrigues me, I'll continue to listen.
That's a good point. Did you ever tell your mom I said hello?
Yes.
Okay, and then I remember her.
And I dug through some stuff to try and find one of those tape players, and I can't find one. I found a Super 8 player.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
from back in the day. I'm still going to get that to you.
Okay, and I appreciate the call. Thank you, Bart.
All right, and you guys will land on your feet.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Yeah. I know you will.
Not worried about landing on my feet, but thank you. That's I'm really not. I don't think I ever have. Worried about it. Now, to be honest, like anybody, if enough time goes by, you say, "Well, man, the phone's not ringing." Then you think, "Does anybody even remember what we do or did or how we do it?" It's not always even just about that. There's a lot of other stuff that goes into why stations make the decisions they make. This is Robert. Robert, welcome to 590 The Fan. I got about a minute. It's yours.
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Hey, Robert.
And two quick little blurbs.
Okay.
It's political, but I'm not preaching or anything. They're funny. And also, you need to get another station. Maybe ask everyone $10. Do a corporation thing. Buy a station. The first political thing, in the movie Jaws, the guy who plays the lawyer, he opens up the beaches on the holiday, and the little kid gets eight, and then the guy in the pond gets eight. 4 or 5 years later, another great white comes around. Mm-hmm. The guy's still the mayor.
Okay.
Get out and vote.
Okay.
The second little thing, two aliens are observing Earth from way out in the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
First one says, look, they haven't developed space travel. They land on the moon. They are an emerging intelligence. Second one looks at him and says, I'm not so sure because all the thermonuclear-based weapons are pointed back at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Get out and vote.
Okay, Robert.
I will invest in your new station as a corporation thing if you do one.
Okay, well, that's good to know. We're out of time, but I appreciate that. Thank you, Robert. There goes Robert. Well, he's big on the
corporation. I'll have what he's having.
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, as the song said. We will be back. We're going to take a break. I'll get caught up, tell you a little bit about First Community Credit Union after the news, and then that's right, it's Thursday. Scott Sherman's here. You got legal issues, questions? He's an attorney, and his advice is free. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
The 590 The Fan app is ready for you at your app store. Download it now and start listening today. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Trump campaign spokesman Hogan Gidley is refusing to confirm whether or not the president has prepped for tonight's presidential debate. Gidley tells MSNBC the president's main form of preparation comes from answering questions from the media.